Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. As the announcement said, this is Tony Gambone. This is Workshop Wednesday. And hey, it's a week from Christmas. It's the 17th of December. It's approximately 2+ weeks to the end of the year. Where are you in your business? Where are you in your life? Are you prepared for the holidays? Are you ready to continue into 2015? Do you have a plan? Are you able to put your plan into action? What is it that you've done so far in 2014 that makes you believe that 2015 is going to be awesome? I know for myself, I worked really hard in 2014, and I'm excited to see it come to an end, not because I want another year, the years to just keep going by, but because I'm excited about my new venture, my new vision for the year 2015. I'm excited to see if it all works. I know it looks good on paper. I know I started putting things into place, but I'm excited to see how that's going to take place. You know, whenever we go on a road trip, a lot of times we map it out, but sometimes there's a detour. And a lot of times in that detour we say, oh, man, I can't believe now we're going to have to take a different route. And in those routes, sometimes we find some really good things. Maybe it's an incredible hotel that we had to stay at. Maybe it's a great restaurant that we got to stop into. Maybe it's just something on the side of the road that just blew you away and you had to stop and check it out. That's kind of like what life is in the business world. Sometimes, well, most times, we plan it all out, and we do have to make some changes, reroute things, kind of revisit things. We don't get to just turn around and go back because we hit a detour, a roadblock, or something that just wasn't working out. We continue on and we learn to look at the things that will be better for us as we travel. So every week, you know, I talk about the one word that's my background, 20 years in the casino business. I talk about the word gamble. And my listeners know that gamble stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And as we get to the holiday, I want to start talking about enjoyment. That's the word. You know, a lot of people say they just enjoy doing their work. They love their business. It makes them so happy. And I believe that. That's more of a passion, I think. Enjoyment for me is being able to have the freedom to do whatever I want when I want to do it. And with the holidays coming up, you know, I have shut down all next week. I am not going to work doing anything in the radio world from Monday to Friday. So that means a whole week, shut it down. And that's the only week out of the whole year that I get to do that. Does that mean that I won't be doing anything to do with business? I'll probably be reading, watching some videos, educating myself, but I don't have to worry about clients, guests, radio, production, networking groups, all the different things that I do in a daily week. I don't have to worry about phone calls or any of that. I get to spend some time doing some things with myself. I get to spend some time with my family. I get to know that if I want to go out to lunch or breakfast with any of my family, I can do it. I'm not held accountable to have my phone, laptop, tablet, you name it. I don't have to have it with me. What is your plan for enjoyment through the holiday? I know for me, that will allow me to rest up, get my head clear, know what vision I want to take, you know, what steps I want to go in the year 2015. A lot of times, our phones seem to go crazy. Even our computers, it's like they're overloaded. And if you shut it off and let it sit for a bit and turn it back on, let it reboot, let it update, clear out the old history, a lot of times we pick up speed on our computers. Our phones seem to work better. Well, our brains are the same way. We are the same way. If we don't shut down and reboot, well, what happens is we get too much overload, and we don't go as fast as we could. We don't get the benefit of what we're trying to do out of it. We get cranky. We take it out on our family or our loved ones. So for me, shutting down, getting enjoyment in my life is what it's all about. Now, I'm not saying that that's what I work all year long for. What I work for all year long in enjoyment is taking a vacation. Okay? This is a little bit different. I don't go away on the holidays. But I do celebrate the holidays, and I do spend time with my family. And it gives me a reason to shut it down right before the new year. Now, I'm a business owner, so does it sound like I'm planning the new year, all my time off? Yeah, of course, 24/7, that's what we do. But I am making sure that I get some time down away from the daily routine to get creative for the new year. Okay, so what are you doing? What is it that you're doing this week to create for the rest of this year, next couple of weeks that we have, if you don't count the holidays and the weekends, there ain't many days left. Are you prepared? Have you already charted it? Yesterday, we had a Christmas party for our Tough Talk Network has radio shows and business networking groups. And we had a networking Christmas party here in Houston yesterday. And I asked people what their vision was for the new year. Did they write it down? And a third of the room raised their hand and said, yes, they did. But writing it down and visualizing it and putting it into action are a lot different. So take some time to enjoy the holiday. Take some time to clear your head. Make sure you got a couple days left this week before the holiday to get it figured out what you're going to do in 2015. Now, you don't have to have the whole business plan written out. And I'm not really big on writing out a whole business plan. I did that when I started my business. What I'm looking to do is map out the next 12 months of the new year to see what I'm going to do to reach the goal that I'm trying to get to. Have you done that? Have you talked to someone about doing that? Have you hired a coach, a mentor, an accountability partner? Have you found someone that's going to hold your feet to the fire? And don't tell me you're very disciplined, because that doesn't matter. We're talking about doing the stuff that no one likes to do every day, day in and day out, because it doesn't always become successful in that moment. It takes months for it to take place. So what are you doing to make sure that you're providing a process in your plan that's going to work? Write it down on a piece of paper and act on it. Take the weekend to think about what it is that you haven't done yet. Or are you still busy trying to meet this year's quota because you laid around the first half of the year thinking you have plenty of time? Hey, it happens. So when you recognize the mistakes you made in 2014, make sure that that's at the top of your list for 2015, not to make the same mistakes. Because you're going to make mistakes in 2015, but if you're making the same mistakes, they're not mistakes anymore. I call that being stuck on stupid. You don't want to continue making the same mistakes. You get to make them so you can improve. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, there's a saying for that. So make sure that you're clear on where you're going, what you're doing. Okay. So, word of the week, enjoyment. Okay. And just know that's going to be the word for 2 weeks, because I'm not going to be on the air next week. We're going to skip a week because of the shutdown. But the thing of it is, that gives you a week to prepare and get better at your process. Challenge yourself to make sure that you take some enjoyment. And look, unless you're a brain surgeon, and I'm guaranteeing you're probably not listening to the show if you're a brain surgeon, you're in your operating room. But unless you're a brain surgeon, do you really need to touch your phone every time it shakes or vibrates? I don't think so. Shut it off for a day. Try that. Try doing that an hour at a time. Just shut it off. See what happens. You don't have to sleep with it. You're not that important, I'm sorry to tell you. Love you all, but that's just the way it is. Okay, so we're going to get back to the show here. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we have a great show lined up today. We always have great shows lined up. Every week on Workshop Wednesdays, we bring people in that are going to help you understand how you can make it a difference in your world. Now, if you're a business owner, if you're a corporate executive, if you're just an employee, maybe you're a stay-at-home parent. life's a business. So everything we do is really important to understand the value of it and the value of ourselves. So I hope that you will take time out today during our show to take some notes. Make sure to understand what it is that you can do to be more successful in your day. Because, as my first guest says, success matters, okay? And he wants to talk to you about beating the odds. And, you know, in the arena that I come from the gaming industry, we talk about beating the odds all the time. So I'm going to really enjoy this opportunity to talk with my first guest, Dr. Anipass Harris. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in just 1 minute. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. Hey, if you're looking to be a guest on a radio show, we have plenty of opportunities for you at the Tough Talk Radio Network. .com website. We have 8 to 10 shows a week. We do produce shows for people all across the country and interview people from all around the world. So if you're interested, go and fill out a registration on one of the shows that you found under the hosted shows tab that fits your need. And hey, we'd love to bring the information. Register, pick out a date that's that works best for your schedule, and come on and be interviewed on one of the shows. Also, if you're looking to host your own radio show, well, we're always teaching that opportunity here at the Tough Talk Network. And what you can do is, you can click on the tab about being a host of your own show. We have anything from do-it-yourself to we do it all for you. So allow us to help you get through that process to gain the growth and visibility that you need in your arena. Okay, so my first guest today is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Anipass Harris. And, well, I'm not sure what part of the country he's calling in from, okay, but I know that he's a thought leader, an educator, an author, a minister, and a mentor. So he has a lot of things happening in his world that I favor. So I'm real excited about this, and I want to learn a whole bunch more. So, Dr. Harris, welcome to the show.
Tony, thank you so much for having me on the show. It is a great privilege.
Well, I believe that you're in Virginia, maybe Virginia Beach, but tell us where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
That's right. I'm calling in from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm originally from Georgia. I came to Virginia, though, from New Haven, West Haven, Connecticut. But my roots are in Georgia.
Yeah, you took the long route.
That's right. Came back a nice halfway point between the north and the south.
Well, Virginia Beach is nice. Went there as a kid. I grew up in the Philadelphia area, so, you know, that was a vacation spot from time to time for us. But that's really a nice area. Now, you said you're from Georgia originally and went to Connecticut. What brought you there?
I went to Connecticut to study. I did a master's degree at Yale University and ended up doing my doctoral work at Boston University. So I stayed in the Northeast for quite a while and got some work there and thought I'd be there for the long haul. And I was there about 8 years and then got the job here at Regent University in Virginia Beach and ended up coming here to teach. And it's been 6 years and a wife now. I came here single and got tied up. So it looks like I'll be here a while.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, sometimes every day I'm thankful for my wife and my family, but a lot of times I think about what it would be like if I didn't have that opportunity. I wouldn't be nearly as successful in my life that I am now because of that. So you're a professor, I believe, at Regent University. What is it that you teach there?
I teach practical theology in the School of Divinity there. I'm teaching the master's level and the doctoral level.
Very good. So I'm looking at your website, and I'm going to spell it out for people so they can find it. It's A-N-T-I-P-A-S, Harris, HARRIS.com. It's a lot of great stuff on there. You've been around some very well-known individuals, and so I want to find out how that all took place. How did you... You know, I mean, how did you come across being a part of, you're on a 700 club, there's a lot of things on your website. How did that all take place?
Well, I think that coming here to Virginia Beach area was a good hot spot for that. 700 club is actually located here. But before I came here, I was in the music industry with my group A7. So we had an opportunity to make a lot of appearances from TV1 to BET. We've been on Fox. You know, we've been on several radio shows as artists. And then coming here was an opportunity to continue that, not only being an educator, but also my public presence as well. I consider myself a public theologian. So this gives me an opportunity to be available to more than just my immediate classroom, but also to express thought in the media as well.
So you have a couple books, and I want to get to them in a second, but so you're towards holistic success. I'm reading your website, and I like your logo, AH. It's like, I get it. And it's all about the marketing, right? But
yeah.
So what made you become the person that you are today?
What happened
in your travel to do that?
Yeah, well, I think that it goes back to my childhood. As a young boy, of course, my dad and mom were both educators, and also my dad's a pastor. But he saw, there are 8 of us in my family, and as a young boy, I had some learning challenges with literacy and mathematics and also speaking, believe it or not. Literacy was an issue, and I now write books. I had a speech impediment. And now I travel the world speaking, so things could change. And I'd like to credit, first of all, God, and secondly, my parents. They really emphasized the ability to move from challenges to success. And I adhere to their teachings and their mentorship over the years, and it has proved successful in my life. Of course, I had to take a lot of responsibility as I went into my teenage years and into college and make some, while I made a lot of poor choices, I'm grateful for the ones that I made that were good choices. And thankfully, life has a way of taking the good, bad, and indifferent, and it can actually birth success out of it.
Mm. Yeah, I always feel as though we're just as blessed for the bad choices as we were the good ones, because it gives us an opportunity to teach and learn and teach others from it. Yeah.
And nobody succeeds without failures, and that needs to be clear, because a lot of people think, oh, this person, we have such a media-savvy society where everything looks perfect and Photoshopped and everything. But the fact of the matter is, some of the people that we revere and hold to the highest esteem have some of the greatest challenges in their lives that only sometimes they know about and they think about every day, because everybody has failures. The road to success is full of failures, but the question is, how will we process it? Will we fall forward, or will we just fall down and give up? And I think that's what one of the driving points in the book I wrote, Unstoppable Success, is that success is a journey that goes through many challenges, and it takes what I call stick-to-itiveness to complete the journey. And frankly, you never really complete it until you die.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good word.
I got a section in the book called stick-to-itiveness.
And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes for people to understand value, is to come up with a word that has so much meaning to it. And I don't know, is that word in the dictionary?
Well, I think there may be in some colloquial dictionary, but it was one that I sort of just adopted over the years and just used it. So I'm not quite sure if it's in the standard dictionary, but I think it has a ring to it. I'll tell you this, when I was a young boy, my grandfather was from the rural community, and my grandfather would have some land that he couldn't afford to grade. So he thought, hey, I got some grandsons, we get some chainsaws and some axe, and we'll go out there and chop the trees down ourselves, but we got to get up at 5 in the morning. So Granddad had been, he had retired from being a chef in Warm Springs, Georgia. So, you know, he had to get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to be a chef. So he was ready at 4:30 in the morning to go grade this land. So when he came to our house to get us, my brother and I would go out with him. And, man, it was tough out there. And he'd tell me, you know, you got to put your bike into it, with the southern accent. You got to put your bike. You can't just hit the tree. That thing got lighter in it, he'd say. He said, you got to put your bike into it. So I wrote a section in the book called Put Your Back Into It. And that has to do with, if you want to succeed, you just can't go through the motions. You got to put some effort to it. And sometimes it calls blood, sweat, and tears. And so stick-to-itiveness just doesn't speak to doing stuff, you know, being proactive, but rather putting your best effort into it. And best effort doesn't mean that it's better than somebody else, but it means it's the best that you can do. And so I think that's a critical piece when it comes to success. Because a lot of people today don't understand the virtue of faithfulness, what it means to be faithful and to persevere against the odds. And so that's part of the message that I have, is that the days of the handouts, it's just over. You know, even when I was in the record industry, people want to be discovered. Now people are not really being discovered. You have to get yourself out there and let the world know that you have something that they need. And that's what Unstoppable Success is about.
Mm. Now, I know that I do, I put together compilation books for people that I've, ran across. And one of the things that I'm really in agreement with you is, I think it's really important for everyone out there to share their message with people, their journey in life. I think that's why God put us all here. We can't all be pastors or ministers, but we can all be honest about the challenges and the journey that we've taken in our lives, and that will empower not only others, But just like when you wrote your first book, I'm sure the feedback that you got from people empowered you just as much as it empowered them, if not more. So I think you're on to something with that. I think it's really, really important for people to empower others by telling their mistakes. You know, it's not about how hard you fall. It's about how quick you jump back up, you know, and taking
That's
action
right.
and all those things. And if you're not making mistakes, you're really not doing anything special because you're not learning anything. So time goes quickly here, but I want to find out a couple things. I mean, you have Unstoppable Success, and people can purchase that on your website, even on Amazon, but buy it from the website, and it's
yep.
AntipasHarris.com, okay? And Holy Spirit, Holy Living. Is that
yes.
another book that you've written, right?
Yes, Holy Spirit, Holy Living. That book is, because I come from a spirit-filled background, Pentecostal tradition, where we believe very strongly in the power of the Spirit. And that book basically is, the premise of that book is that we just don't live in the Spirit. The Spirit is holy. And holy, a lot of times we think of the word holy, we think about something we got to do, something we can't do. But the word holy first appears in the Bible as sanctified, and it's the seventh day of creation, which speaks to rest. So what I want to express in that book is that the first step in being holy is to learn to rest. Sometimes we work too hard. We work our fingers to the bones. We overwork. We exhaust ourselves trying to be accepted, trying to be approved, when really the greatest approval of God is to rest in God. And so it's this interesting dynamic of working hard and resting. And as you said earlier, that sometimes you have to take time off, clear your head, and regroup for the next season. And I think that's what holiness is about, at least the first step. And then once one knows how to rest in God, then one becomes more like God, and we can act out of that. So then doing the right thing is not a hard thing to do. It flows from a heart that rests in God.
So we're right up against the clock, but I just want to make a point here, and because I know that this is a struggle that many people have, and myself at the top of the list, just getting quiet in the world we live in. I mean, it's fast-paced.
Oh, absolutely.
Just closing your eyes and just tuning everything out. You know, and I'm going to say this, and people are going to freak out, but like shut your phone off. If you don't even want to go to that extent, put it on mute or something, right, so it doesn't make a noise or shake. But just get quiet. Just see what happens. See what comes into your head. See if you can just block it out. You know, I mean, I'm a big believer in Christ, and I think that God puts us all here for certain reasons, but I don't know what your faiths are as listeners, but if you just get quiet, you would be surprised what you could hear that has nothing to do with technology. It might have everything to do with improvement of self. And I think at the end of the day, that's the only thing we have control over, and that will give you the faith you need to carry on. So, Dr. Antipas Harris, I really appreciate your time here today, and I know that we're going to get you back on some more shows. I know that I've been speaking with Nikki Curry, and, you know, she's awesome at what she does. We're going to get you on a bunch more shows. How can people follow you? How can people connect with you? And do you have something coming up in the short future that they can get into?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at DRANTIPAS. At DRANT, as in Tom, IPAS, on Instagram at DRANTIPAS, and also on Facebook, Antipas Harris. But follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at DRANTIPAS, or Facebook, Antipas Harris. Go to my website, send me an email, let me know. Sign up for my newsletters and updates and prizes we often send out on my website on the homepage. And, Tony, just to that last point you just made about resting, I actually have a quote in the book from Mother Teresa that says, we need to find God, and he cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. So that's in my book, Unstoppable Success. Order the book. Get it in time for Christmas as a Christmas present. In the new year, I have some great plans happening in the new year, and from And I'm actually starting an unstoppable club for young folks, young professionals. Anybody can be a part of that. And our basic premises are service to the community, networking, and professional development. But stay in touch with me because I want to let people know about what's coming up. And so go to my website, antiposharris.com.
Well, we will get you back on after the first of the year because my Thursday shows is all going to be Christian-based radio on Thursdays. So I know that I spoke with Nikki just last week, and we're going to be getting you back on there as well so that we can share this message with more people. Have a great holiday. Thank you for your time today, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come out with my next guest here on the show, so stay tuned. Make sure to go to Antipas Harris, okay, AntiPasHarris.com. You can find every way to connect with him, follow him, and be a part of them. So we'll be right back after this here short break.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. We just finished up the first part of the show with Dr. Antipas Harris, and he is out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So make sure to check him out at you can find Dr. Harris at AntipasHarris.com. It's AntipasHarris.com. Now, my second guest is a young lady by the name of Amy Walker. And she has a tagline that says, your life, your business, you can own them both. Well, you know, a lot of us know that, but I don't think we practice it. I don't think we take ownership of a lot of things in our life. We just mosey along down the path. So what I want to do is bring Amy up on the show. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today, Tony.
Well, it's my pleasure. And one of the things that I like, and I just want to make sure they know, AmyWalkerConsulting.com. You can find the same thing I'm looking at. So if you don't take advantage of looking at free websites, you're never going to learn anything in 2014, especially going into 2015. Your business, your life, you can own them both. I want to talk about that in a second, but before we go there, Amy, where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
I'm originally a West Coast girl, so I grew up in California, Idaho, Utah, Oregon, and this summer just moved my family out into the middle of nowhere, North Georgia. So we live in a little tiny town called Pendergrass, Georgia, with 300 people, and it's awesome. We love it.
And what was the reason for doing that?
Well, we had built our business to a point where we were really strategic in building our business. We wanted to be able to move somewhere where we could have land and where we could. We have this life ambition, and it's pretty ridiculous because we both grew up in cities, my husband and I. But we like to envision ourselves as like these country folk who can farm and, you know, live off the land. I'm a little bit of a hippie at heart, and my dream is to grow all of my own food. We're failing miserably at it. We've been here for 4 months, and we've already killed 3 goats. Like, we're really bad at it, but it's a dream. And so we had grown our business to the point where it was time, and we could move, and we had that flexibility. And, our, you know, most of our clients are scattered around the world, and so we knew we could go. We just started kind of researching where would we like to be, and I did take a Facebook quiz about what state should you live in. It did say Georgia, and so I started researching Georgia, and it's fantastic here. I mean, we're coming from Utah where, you know, we have snow from, I don't know, November sometimes until May, and it's like 60 degrees outside. I can go walk around in a T-shirt. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia area, lived in the West in Las Vegas for 20 years, and now live in Houston. And outside today, you know, people are probably a little upset because it's a little cloudy, and I'm only going to get up to 68.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm okay with that. So, do you and your husband work together?
We do. That's kind of a newer development for us. So I started the business, Amy Walker Consulting, and then this summer my husband actually retired from his career working with the Postal Service and joined me in my business, and now he helps run our marketing and helps with some of our internal structures. He's a good process guy. Like, he can follow a process and crank it out, and it allows me the freedom to be more the visionary, more the creator, and I get to spend the time in the things that I love. So it's a good partnership.
Yeah, that's awesome. My wife and I have been working together for over 20 years, and it's opposite. I'm the one that sees way down the path, and she needs one step at a time, and I think it, she creates it. So it's it really works out well. Now, it says on your website that you're sitting there with a blackboard, and it says you're a change maker.
Mm-hmm.
What has made you come to that conclusion?
The interesting thing is, Tony, I think all of us have the ability to be a change maker. The difference, I think, is in the earlier years of my life and my career, I would see the problems and I would just let them be. You know, it was like, oh, man, if this could just change. And then finally I got to the point where I was so tired of waiting for my life to change. I mean, I can't even tell you how sick of it I was. I was just sick of working my guts out to barely make ends meet. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm tired of waiting for my husband to get a promotion. I'm tired of waiting for my team to show up and start working, because I started out in business and network marketing. I'm tired of waiting for this situation to change or that situation to change. And finally, I just went, okay, I'm a big girl. I'm capable. I live in one of the most, I live in a world of opportunity. I have education. I have so much resources at my fingertips. I'm just going to start creating change. And so I really took hold of my life and said, if I want something different, then I've got to be willing to create something different. I've got to be willing to create it through my thoughts, through my relationships, through my emotions, and through getting my butt in gear and getting to work. If I want to create a $1 million business, then I've got to work like a $1 million executive, and I've got to put in the effort and the time and the energy and the structure. And, you know, get if I don't, because I used to tell myself, well, I just don't know how to do that. And now I look at it, I'm like, who cares? I mean, you can learn how to do almost anything on YouTube. And if it's not on YouTube, there is somebody who knows how to do it. You can pay them. They can teach you. And you can gain the skills. And that's really the way that I live my life right now, is if there's something that we want to create as a family, or if there's something that I want to create as, you know, me as an individual, then it's up to me, and I have the resources and the ability to do it. I just go for it. And the thing is, when one person shifts their thinking and starts to live their life that way, what happens is you give everyone around you the ability to do the same. So I change my life, and all of a sudden the people around me look and they go, hey, wait a second, what's Amy doing? And they come with you. And so I one of my other quotes that's on my website is, because I do love, I'm passionate about working with women, when you impact a woman, you impact her entire community. And I believe as individuals we have that ability to change our life and change everyone around us at the same time. It's just the nature of how we're connected as human beings.
Hmm. So I'm a big fan of what you're saying. I really think that if each of us took a moment and recognized the value that we bring, we could impact people all the way around, and things would be different in our environment. But how do you find, now I know that they say women versus men, I don't buy that, but I'm just going to go with it for a second. A lot of women don't believe in their own strength of value. They just think that they're here to, you know, because society says they're supposed to play a certain role in the world. How do you get them to understand their value?
You know, it's kind of a remembering process, because when we're little girls, we're unstoppable. I mean, I remember being a little girl and just being fearless, and it's the same with little boys too. You know, we go through and we come out knowing that we're awesome. I have five little boys, and my 7-year-old, he just thinks he's the best at everything. You know, I mean, he's certain of it. He's the best reader. He's the fastest runner. He's the best at this, the best at that. And I look at that and I think, okay, we all start that way, but at some point we lose it, and it's because of experiences we have where somebody shows up and they do run faster than us. And so then we put ourselves in a position and go, well, I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was. Or, you know, somebody's smarter, and so I guess I'm not as good as I was. Or, you know, for me, like in business, I'll watch my friends. I'm like, oh, man, they've been on TV like 3 times this month. I haven't been on TV in a year, you know, and we compare. And so for when I'm working with women and men as well, I think that it's a matter of connecting with, again, the fact that at one point in time they knew that they were great. So they've got to connect back to that and remember it. And then you just have to stop comparing and stop listening to other people. You have to have a pretty thick filter when it comes to who has influence in your life. And the third thing that I would add to that is you've really got to manage your self-talk. You know, I am going to be my own worst enemy, or I'm going to be my own best friend. Which one do I choose? Because I can shut myself down faster than anybody else on the outside, or I can build myself up faster than anybody on the outside. And that's a decision. And I heard the quote one time that your mind is like a dangerous neighborhood and you shouldn't go there alone. And the time I heard it
a lot.
Yeah, at the time I heard it, it totally resonated with me, because I was like, oh, man, my mind is, like, not a happy place. If I talk to my best friend the way that I talk to myself, or I talk to my clients the way that I talk to myself, I would have no friends and no business. And so I make a conscientious effort every day to pay attention to how is my self-talk? Am I being my own best friend? Am I building myself up? Or am I cutting myself down? Because it matters. It makes a huge difference.
It's almost as though if you had the power to go in and cut out words in your vocabulary that come through your head, a lot of times we don't even say it, and it's just going there, and it affects us. So it's real important to understand that the words that come out of our mouth turn out to be our reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes hard not to just feel sorry for yourself or think that you're not getting what you deserve. Or I have one thing I wrote down on a 3x5 card that says, I am generally happy about others' success, and I won't have, and I'm sorry, until I am generally happy about others' success, I won't have any of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't go there and go, well, I can't believe that they're doing that. You know what I mean? Because we tend to lean towards things that we don't have because we think we're entitled. And from that first thought, it's just like a downhill spiral. You might as well just call it a day.
Yeah, well, and I think the other side of that, too, is we look at people who are successful and we think, man, they just must have been at the right place at the right time, or they were somehow lucky, or they're an overnight success. And that really devalues the work that it took them to get there. Anybody who has an amazing marriage, there's a long line of work that it took for them to get there. Anyone who has a successful multi-million dollar company, there's a lot of work that it took for them to get there. And so when we compare and we look at them, you know, it's like it puts them on this pedestal and it puts us down somewhere, you know, somewhere lower. But at the same time, it takes away the process. I mean, we all get where we want to go through a process. And if we just look at the result, we're really devaluing that process. So whenever I meet someone successful, I don't envy them. I just look at them and I'm like, okay, let's take notes. What did you do? How did you get there? What can I glean from you? What can I learn from you? I love meeting people who are more successful than me because they know the path that I'm trying to go on. And same thing when I meet somebody who wants my path and they look at me and say, okay, Amy, how have you created what you've created? I love sharing because it's this process of us, you know, we learn it and then we can pass it on to somebody else. It's an amazing process to be part of that growth, whether it's personal growth or business growth. It's just fun to be able to play in that sphere.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, take it a step further, is you have people that have worked in corporate America just as a everyday employee. And for me, to look at them, I think of how successful they are, that they are able to work in an environment in a long period. Because staying in your own business for a long period of time, being able to put up with your children for a long period of time, just being able to put up with life. People that get through that process should be looked up to and should be learned from, because we all need to learn all the different things of that. So I'm really on board with what you're saying. Now, I'm looking here, coaching programs. It says free coaching, home study, advanced coaching. Can you touch on them a little bit?
Absolutely. One of my goals is really to create resources for people where they're at. So we have programs ranging from free. You know, we do free. We put on free expert summits that are mostly focused on business. I'm passionate about balancing business and family, and so there's always something in there that has to do with time and family balance, but mostly focused on business. We do free expert summits where we bring in top experts in marketing and sales and infrastructure, just different areas. And we do those about four times a year. I also do monthly free webinars. And so there's the free level where you can plug in and just get started, start getting some information. And then we've got coaching programs that range from $49 a month to $25,000 for coaching personally with me for a year. And I do rock your world when it comes to getting your business structured and organized. So there's really a resource for everybody at every price point. But what I would recommend that people start with is I have five free videos that will teach you more about creating balance in your business and in your personal life. So it's going to cover things like time management. It's going to cover things like identifying your income-producing activities in your business, even down to how do you balance out your relationships. And it's just a really good, high-value course. I'm very much a content-rich person. I tend to, it's a normal occurrence where after my clients meet with me the first time, they're like massively overwhelmed, and I always have to tell them, it's okay, it's me, not you. You're going to make it through. So it's not a fluffy training that's just going to kind of blow some flowery words at you and make you feel good. It's got real strategies that you can use. And for anybody who wants that, is it okay if I give them a text opt-in? And I'd love to send them those free videos. There's five of them. Is that all right if I give them the text opt-in?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so I know you all have cell phones. So it's all you have to do is text 25328 and then put in Amy1, and that will get us started. We'll be able to email you those and send you the information that you need to be able to watch those videos. And then from there, you know, let us know where we can help and where we can serve. We really are committed to helping individuals and entrepreneurs, particularly women, to be able to create really profitable, really structured, really functional businesses that are still going to respect your family boundaries, because I get it. I got five kiddos. I'm married. We are really bad farmers. We have a life outside of our business, and it's important to really be able to create that ownership between both of them.
Well, time goes really fast here, and I do appreciate you spending time with us today. And I'm surely going to get you back on some more of the shows. I really feel as though we've just touched the surface. We have a show here on Tough Talk that just markets to women. And so I want to get you on Selling in a Skirt so that we can spread this news further. And we don't have any shows on farming or gardening, or I'd get you on there just for the learning part of it.
Well,
but
all I could teach you how to do is fail at it. So
that's right.
We'll get there. It's a process.
You can't be good at something unless you do fail. And I believe that wholeheartedly. So tell everyone how they can connect with you.
AmyWalkerConsulting.com, and then I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we do post a lot of good value content, a lot of sales tips, a lot of balance tips, a lot of marketing tips, just to really help you get going and also keeping your mindset in the right place. You never know when that one little motivational thought that you hear for the day is going to stick with you and help you to be able to rock it throughout the day. So connect with us. We're in a lot of different places. Go to our website, and you'll get links to all of our social media.
And just so we can have it put up on there, how do they text again? What do they text?
Okay, so the text number is 25328, and then in the actual text portion, you just text Amy1, and that will get you on the list, and we'll be able to start getting you your free trainings from there.
Now, Amy, the number one or Amy, the word one?
Number one. So AMY space numeral one.
Perfect. All right. Very good. So we appreciate your time. We hope you have a great holiday. We'll be chatting with you soon. I'm sure I'm going to be reaching out to you offline because there's a list of things that I'd like to talk to you about. So have a great holiday.
Awesome. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, folks, we're going to take another break. Come back.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
All right, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. And, hey, you just heard about Shirley Carney. She is my ghostwriter and has done a lot of work for me. You can find out what her writing is like if you go to From the Promised, with a D-E-D, promisedland.com. You'll see the book that we just put out about my life story, and Shirley was a big part of it in writing the book. So check it out and let us know what you think. Okay, so my next guest is a gentleman from the state of Texas, and we're going to bring him up here. And Edward Saucio, I know I'm not pronouncing that last name properly. Ed, how do you say that?
Saucedo, but that was close enough. What I joke around and I tell people, basically it's Saucedo.
Sauce do, yeah, and I'm looking at it like
yeah.
That, being Italian, thinking I got the sauce do, but I'm sure that's not how it's said. So, Sauciotto, is that, say it again?
Saucedo.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it alone now because I probably am not going to get close again. But, so, Edward, I know that you are, I believe, in the El Paso, Texas area, is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we've been here in El Paso. I'm a fourth-generation El Pasoan, and my great-grandfather started our business back in 1917.
Wow. Wow. So,
yeah.
You know, Edward, I find that a lot of people say, oh, geez, your family has a business, it was really easy for you. As a business owner myself, I have to really struggle to make it happen. And I have found through my family that when you come up in a family-owned business, you have to live up to a whole bunch of stuff compared to what you're doing when you're by yourself. So the struggle is probably similar, right? To the, you know, there's more of a struggle of living up to expectations than there is creating them.
Well, I would say you're exactly right, and I would even take it a step further that, you know, multi-generational family businesses are a lot harder than normal startups because, again, you have certain traditions, you have certain, you know, methods of business, the way things were done that oftentimes is very hard to change, you know, because my brother and I, you know, we're involved in the business now, and, you know, we weren't always involved in the business. My dad wanted us to go away to school and to work for someone else, which we did, you know, and when we got back, you know, just the family, it was just a thing of, you know, we came with fresh ideas. It was like, well, you know what, we haven't done that necessarily. That's kind of new. Let's take it easy, you know. And I just, you know, I'm a firm believer that playing it safe is the riskiest business strategy of all. So I came in, you know, and we changed some things up here at the office, you know, my brother and I, and we've had a lot of success. And because of that, you know, it's lent itself to allowing us to consult on with multi-generational family businesses specifically. That's our niche because we understand it so well. We understand what it's like to talk to, you know, your father, for example, or your grandfather for that matter, and trying to, you know, have a certain paradigm shift, you know, and it's hard. It's hard, but we've excelled at that, and that's where, you know, again, that's where we win, and that's where we help other multi-generational family businesses win as well.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and I'm going to spell it out for everyone. It's SAUCEDO company.com. So one of the things here I'm looking at, is this picture of your dad. Is your dad still with you?
Yeah, he's 54 years old. He's young. He's a young dude.
Oh, he's very young. Okay, so so I'm sure that he still comes to work every day to make sure you guys aren't messing this up, right?
That's exactly right. He has banker's hours now, you know. He shows up, but he comes in just more so to, you know, keep my brother and I in line in the sense of, you know, it's pretty funny. Like, with a family business, there's always trust. There's always that trust factor, which is, first and foremost, the most important part, you know, and he respects us in the sense of he allows us to do what we need to do to make things, you know, to continue to grow the business and all that. But at the same time, I know it's hard for him, you know, and every day that we do something new, like, for example, my brother, about a year ago, him and I, we both started a podcast. We started the world famous Locksmith Podcast. And at the time, we were very excited about it, and we still are to this day. But, you know, with my family, I was like, well, you know, what's that? You know, it's another hobby for you guys. And, you know, now, you know, my brother's getting about 600 downloads a show, which, you know, we niched down specifically to locksmiths. So, you know, that's pretty successful in that context for us to be getting 600 downloads a show. You know, we're going to try and beef that up a little bit more. But again, we're doing things, we're getting education out on our profession, on what we do. 'Cause, you know, knowledge is the new gold. And we're in front of it. You know, we have our YouTube channel, which is, you know, World Famous Locksmith. You can jump on that and you see that we have videos on products, our story, things like that. People want to know your story, you know, and that's a lot of what we have to do. You know, we're a family business first and foremost. We're a family. We're a strong family. And because of that, we would like to earn your business. You know, we have an audition basically, you know, and it's like, do you like my family? Do you trust my family? Do you trust us with your locks? Do you trust us with your security? Yes, this is my story. Let's do business. And that's how we conduct ourselves. And honestly, it's hard, man. It's hard to be a fourth generation business. I think the success rate is down to like less than 5%, but we're going on 97 years. You know, we're 3 years away from being 100 years old. And it's just a very, very exciting time for us because we feel that we've got a command on family business in general. So again, it's very exciting for us. And again, I'm very happy that you know, that I'm here on your show, Tony, you know, allowing us to share our story, because I love talking about my family because it's a story about family, trust, and love, and that's, you know, that's great for us.
Well, unfortunately, we're almost up against the clock. I have to have you back on. There's some things that I really want to talk to you about. One is the podcast and how you guys taking a almost 100-year-old business and brought it into the future, and now using the tools of the internet to get a further reach. And I there's so many questions that I want to ask you. So I am going to reach back out to you to get you back on. How can they find you? I posted the YouTube videos up on social media already, but how can they just plug right into you?
To me, the best way is find me on Facebook through Salcedo Company on Facebook, or the best way is just hit me up on my Gmail. It's david.e@gmail.com. And I love meeting new people. Find me on LinkedIn. In fact, if you just Google David Salcedo, you'll find me. And yeah, I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to be back on your show and discuss a lot of things. So again, I think I have a lot to help other multi-generational family businesses, with some words of advice and wisdom. And yeah, man, it'd be a fantastic opportunity for us. Greatly appreciate you.
Well, I apologize for not having you more time on the show. With the show being shut down next week, we've tried to get everything in. But I'm going to get you on a show because I want to know, how do they find your podcast?
WorldFamousLocksmith.com.
All right, I'm going to post that up as well. David, we hope you have a great holiday. I will be reaching out to you next week off the air. I want to talk to you personally on the phone and see what we can set up to help market what you're doing. I think it's awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, man. Have a great holiday as well.
You too. Okay, folks, we're up against the clock. I think we passed the clock. I'm just going to push the button and tell everybody to make sure to tune in 2 weeks to Workshop Wednesdays.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.